I'm all for pushing the city forward. I am. I promise you. But there's one thing I've just had enough of. I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. I got people riled up. That's not my intention. I actually have very good intentions about this retesting driver's license. Because I want you to hear this story again from Jason Zhang. Jason Zhang, there, I have to say this, and I think everybody in our newsroom would agree. Jason Zhang from PennDOT has been, and I have to tip my cap to him, he has been one of the better PR representatives that we deal with. In all the realms that we deal with, and all the people who represent their different entities, he calls you right back, he's thorough, he explains things. He's fantastic with PennDOT. You don't get that with all entities, particularly state entities. So big thanks to him. And he was talking about Route 28 and this wrong-way detection system.
When somebody gets on the road going the wrong way, it usually does end up in a fatality. So it is a very serious problem. I mean, this project is not going to eliminate that unless you put a barrier up to physically block the ramp. You can't guarantee that somebody's still not going to go the wrong way, but hopefully this helps.
All right. One of the things I said that would be a buffer before we get to that, in addition, I guess, in complementary form, people should be retested more, especially at a certain age, maybe 70. Then other people are saying, how about every 3 years? I'm fine with that. If you are okay with your acumen behind the wheel, then what's the hang up? Like, if they said to me, you got to go get retested every 3 years, that's what we do in the state of Pennsylvania. If you're good to drive, why are you scared? What's the hang up? What's the deal? But especially as you get older. Look, I don't have the data on how many people in wrong way accidents on Route 28 or any other place are 70 plus. But I'm going to take my chances that that's a subsect that needs to be monitored more stringently. That's just the way I look at it. Dee's in Pittsburgh. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Colin. I'm going to disagree with you on the age of 70. I don't know where you picked that number out. That's what my age is right now, and I feel very confident in my driving ability. And I also worked in traffic a few years ago, and I can tell you the young people, one, don't stop at school buses unloading for kids, and the smell of marijuana.
Yeah, that
you're not finding that with 70-year-old people.
All right, well, let's go. I will agree and disagree with a couple of things you said. The first one is where I will agree with you. I almost actually put this on social media yesterday. If I drive home, and I do, 5 days a week from here, between 2 and 3 days a week, I get behind somebody, because traffic normally stops on either Route 8 or 28, to where the smell of marijuana is just incredible. Someone's smoking weed in their car. And I'm thinking,
exactly,
we have come a long way in 10 years where people were afraid to death of smoking weed in public to now people just smoke it driving down the highway all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. That's where I will agree with you. Where I will disagree is this. You started your statement off with, I'm 70 years old and I'm confident in my abilities. Man, and I would agree with you, right? So
we can still work at 70.
Listen, though. I don't disagree that you're confident in your abilities. But if you're so confident, then what's the problem going and taking your driver's test?
Oh, I wouldn't if it's for everybody. But I don't think you should just pick, like you're saying, a 70-year-old person. Maybe I would say a little bit older.
71. How about 71?
No, I'd say 80.
How about 70 and a half?
No. But you know what? I just think that the young people, and I want to correct you, that accident that happened on the Parkway West, I believe that girl was 20 and it was at 1:15 in the morning.
No, we're talking about two different accidents. That woman was talking about the one in Butler County where the one woman was 80 and the one was like 69 years old. That was maybe early last week in the morning.
Yeah, well, this was just the other day. And I don't understand how somebody can get on the Parkway in the wrong direction.
Oh, the girl from Aliquippa, yes. Whose address was in Aliquippa. It was out kind of on the other side of the airport. Yeah, that was crazy. 866-391-1020. Dee's a fabulous lady. But I go back to her initial statement. I'm fine in my abilities to drive. Okay, don't protest then. Go take the test. She's willing to. And I come up with 70 because it's a nice round number. And I get back to this, too, that is so big in this realm. It takes the heat off of families who see their loved one maybe slipping a little bit behind the wheel. They don't have to make that difficult call. They don't have to be the bad guy. You put it right on Uncle Sam. Well, on the state level. Hey, state says you got to go take the test. Don't blame me. George is in Cheswick. Hi, George.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, a quick, it's a quick fix for your ramps. How about road spikes? When you drive down the right way, they roll out in front of you just to drive over top of them. They just roll down in.
Yeah.
When you're going the opposite way, shame on you.
Good idea, but it would never work, and here's why. Oftentimes, if there's an accident or a car that is broken down or something, emergency vehicles and tow trucks will go the wrong way up a ramp.
That's true.
Yeah. It was a good thought, and I didn't want to poke holes in it, but that happens a lot, especially when there's an accident and traffic is stopped. They'll go the wrong way on a ramp. Mike's in Carnegie. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I got two comments for you. I've seen it with my own mom. She was 82 years old. I was out driving with her one day, and she was not really with it, what she was doing. So she made her own decision that evening. She said, Mike, you know, she said, it's time I quit. And she took it upon herself. She was 82 years old. My friend's dad was on 28 with his wife and son and went up that ramp the wrong way. And he was confused. It is bad. That ramp is bad. But if you're not sure yourself and you're, you know, you're a little confused or mental, you know, you have dementia or something, that could be very bad.
Which ramp are you talking about? Which one?
Well, the one down by Aetna, down that way. They try to fix it, but it's still, you could get up there and go up the wrong way.
I understand. Yeah, at the bottom of Parker Street there, where you come on to 20, because it then you merge on and you're in the left lane there. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So they did do some fix with it, but like I said, that I get it, but I didn't think about what you said or what your last two callers or one caller two callers ago. I see that more and more with the smell of marijuana. Damn near gags you when you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah, it's incredible. Where we've come in 10 years with marijuana and the open air use of it is incredible. It does. It fascinates me that, and I'm not overshooting this, 2.5-3 days a week, and I drive home 5 days a week from here, there's a strong smell of marijuana in traffic. It's somebody's either driving or riding shotgun in that car. And I'm thinking, people used to go to great lengths to make sure no one could smell it. Now, people just don't give a hell. I'm addicted to something, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I'll tell you what that is coming up next, and I am 100% tired of something that keeps happening in the city. It's just overkill. It's too much. I'll explain. Toward the end of the hour, I'm going to sink my hooks into and interrogate Margo a little bit. She's got the clock is ticking loud and loud and loud and loud for something that Margo is involved in. And I don't want to make her nervous, but I got to get to the bottom of this with Margo. I do. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. A little later on, if you've ever been to New York, you may have been somewhere. Well, somewhere took a drastic turn and change of events, all of that, yesterday. And you'll hear all about that. But first, I have a new addiction. You ready for this? And I'm not the only one. I put it out on social media. I've been addicted to these for, I don't know, just a couple weeks. My son was the one who turned me on to them. And I've come to find out that there are a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania, or a lot of people at least in the social media sphere who I'm friends with, that also have this same addiction. Grillo's Pickles. Have you had these things? Now, these Grillo's Pickles, the Spears, I am told the hot ones are better than even the regular ones that I get. Now, I've only had the regular ones to this point. The reason we started eating these is there's a guy named Todd Gilliland, who is a NASCAR driver. And one of his car sponsors that's on his paint scheme, Grillo's Pickles. So my son was like, I got to get them, right? It's a big NASCAR sponsor. We got these Grillo's pickles, and they come in like a mini bucket almost. It is a bigger thing than just a pickle jar, okay? And it's plastic. And it is filled to the brim with not just pickle juice, but it has in like a couple cloves, more than a couple, cloves of garlic, bay leaves. There's like dill floating in this. There's all this stuff that's floating in the pickle juice. It is like this big hodgepodge of somethingness that is all in this pickle juice. And it just, it doesn't ferment, that's the wrong word, but you know what I mean. It just sits in there, and the pickle just takes on the flavor as it sits in that pickle juice. You would think there's not much disparity and not much difference in pickles. Grillo's pickles are by far the best I've ever had. I am not some sort of pickle connoisseur. There are people who fashion themselves as such. And I normally like bread and butter pickles. Those are a lot of times my favorite ones. These are not. These are dill pickle spears. But if all the other pickles are like a 85 out of 100, these are 130. So I put it on social media, and I put a picture of these on our kitchen countertop. These are the best pickles. That's all I said, with a picture of Grillo's. Immediately, there were all these comments. Almost immediately, I'm talking 15 seconds later, text from Neil Walker, former Pirate. I can't tell you how good these are. I'm glad somebody publicly said it, is what he said to me. He is addicted to Grillo's pickles. There are all kinds of people who are. Now, I'm not being paid by Grillo's Pickles. I wouldn't mind if they did pay me for speaking so highly of their product, but they don't need me. That's how good it is. You got to try them out if you see them. But has anybody had the hot Grillo's Pickles? That's what I need to find out, because I need to know and want to know exactly how hot the hot ones are. Are they like a burn your face off hot? Are they just a little tang of heat? Are they something that you can't go to the bathroom for like 6 days? Or like, how hot are the hot Grillo's pickles? You know who I've had enough of? 866-391-1020. The bike lane people. I have had totally enough of them. If you look on my social media, there are pictures that someone sent me who was down there yesterday. And I saw this myself, but I didn't take any pictures. Well, because I was driving. These bike lanes are that they put in the Strip District, up by Dionoya's, like, okay? Right when you get off, like, the 31st Street Bridge, you make a right if you're going into the Strip District. The bike lanes sort of start right there where it's one way. There are just lines all over the place. You can't make heads or tails out of, are you supposed to drive in the right lane? Is that a bike lane? Is that for, people aren't, certainly they're not walking there. Can you park there? There are just white lines running parallel, all different sort of spaces, spaced out all different ways. And you don't know what the hell to do. First of all, it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous visually because, well, you don't know what to do. Second of all, it's incredible overkill. It just is. There's no two ways about it. We live in a city where the sun shines like 6 days a year. We don't need to add bike lanes. There are existing bike lanes that go through the Strip. I'm not one of these Bill Peduto sucks, all these bike lanes, yada, yada, yada. That's not me. There is a time, there is a place, and there is room in our city for both vehicles and bikes. This progressive movement of, I like bikes, everybody should ride a bike, yada, 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 it's gone too far. It's a pet project that they really stepped on the gas. They wouldn't step on the gas. They don't drive cars. But it's a pet project that has gotten totally out of hand. And now it's gotten dangerous. And the other part is, no shopkeeper or owner in the Strip wants it. And it's going to take business away. It's insane. There's no two ways about it. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. News bottom of the hour, KDK. All right. There is something fishy going on at Southmoreland School District. that I want to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour. Today is whizzing by, flying by. Really, really taking a quick jaunt through the day. And that's good. I like it. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. All right, so in just a little bit, Margo's about to have a big day. I've got to talk to her about it. You're going to be interested in this, too. It's not just about us. It's not some inside joke thing. No. This is gigantic news, and we'll share it with you before the hour is out. I do want to get back into the Cherry Mahan story because I'm fascinated by it. I have a sad fascination with it. But, all right, if you travel to New York City at a decent rate, or maybe even just you've been there once, there is a good chance that you spent some time down on Canal Street. And if you don't remember everywhere you went on Canal Street, or if you don't remember, everywhere you went in New York City, Canal Street is where you'll be walking and somebody will approach you. And there are, seemingly 5 million little stands. And somebody will say, we got Gucci, we got Prada, we got Coach. Discount. And you're like, and then it's, you get wise to it. You're like, oh yeah, those are a bunch of knockoff handbags and they're trying to sell them to me. They got all kinds of goods, right? Down in Chinatown. And they are deeply discounted. They are also deeply illegal. And they also have those characters, and these are all throughout New York City, but especially down there, that'll throw a bed sheet down, right? So there's a big bed sheet, and they put all these like wallets and little handbags and clutch bags and things out, and they set them all out so you can look at them. And then if they see the police coming, they always have a firm hold of those bed sheets, and they just grab the bed sheet like Santa Claus's sack over their shoulder. They start walking real fast, and they got all their goods in that sack. It's actually a very ingenious scheme because, well, what they're doing is illegal. Well, yesterday, under the advisement of ICE, somebody said, hey, you know those guys we've been turning a blind eye toward for like decades? Maybe we ought to shake them up a little.
It was chaos on Canal Street Tuesday night, shoving followed by screaming, as dozens of federal agents targeting street vendors were confronted by droves of New Yorkers who formed a spontaneous protest.
You should be disgusted with yourself.
The Department of Homeland Security said ICE and its federal partners were conducting a targeted, intelligence-driven enforcement operation focused on criminal activity related to the sale of alleged counterfeit goods.
Okay, if they got counterfeit goods and or, they are in this country illegally, then what's the hang-up? We have gotten so gray area now since Donald Trump became president with people who don't understand the law. You either need to enforce it or not enforce it. And once you start enforcing things like immigration, then you're either here legally or illegally. And that's what it is. Things are either legal or illegal. Like, what I don't have time for is Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City right now. He said there'll be no involvement in the federal operation that took place on Canal Street. We do not cooperate with federal law enforcement on civil deportations in accordance with our local laws. Okay, fine. Don't cooperate. But don't get in the way. Right? And what I don't have time for is the Democratic nominee for mayor, Mamdani, who called it an aggressive and reckless raid carried out by agents summoned military fatigues and masks. Well, that's what their uniform is. That's what they wear. What I also don't have time for is New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who said that agents used batons and pepper spray on street vendors and bystanders on Canal Street, and that doesn't make New York safer by attacking New Yorkers. Are they New Yorkers? Or are they here illegally? And they're committing a crime. We have elected officials now who are speaking out against keeping the peace. So, once you started to enforce laws, see, these laws have always been on the books. It's just that now people are enforcing them. Senior law enforcement have told multiple people that ICE, Homeland Security, were looking for undocumented individuals who may have been engaged in illegally selling items on the street. Sidewalk vendors have been there for generations, decades, right there. But let me ask you this at 866-391-1020. Just because other people in charge turned a blind eye, what makes enforcing it now wrong? Because that seems to be the conversation that we're having when things like this are happening in American cities. See, we go ahead and some people do. They refuse to put the blame on the person or people who should be blamed. You're selling illegal goods. You're undocumented in this country. Okay. For me, that's where it begins and ends. So you are involved in illegalities. And you may have gotten away with it in the past. But there's a new sheriff in town. And this new sheriff decides that he wants to crack down on such things. So what's really happening, at least through my eyes, is that laws that are already on the books are being enforced. It's your problem and your fault that you got comfortable committing illegalities. It's your problem and your fault that you got comfortable in a country in which you didn't legally reside. So whenever there's a knock on your door, or whenever there are people in their regular uniform who come storming down Canal Street to try to carry out laws that are, ready for it again, already on the books, this whole thing is lost on me that people who are governors, mayors, maybe the next mayor, that they bellyache about it. Because they're not, by extension, wanting lawlessness. They're championing it. Maybe I'm in the wrong, or maybe I'm the bonehead. But I've never understood how someone can, with a straight face, or someone can quite honestly think it's best for society when they're an elected official or about to be an elected official, beat the drum for things that are illegal. And that's exactly what's going on here. It fascinates me. It's incredible. And over the last like 9-10 months or so, there have been so many people who think, and this is just my opinion, that that's normal. What's normal in a society where there are laws or enforcing the laws? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much to get into. Today was picture day around here, or pitcher day, as we say here in Western Pennsylvania. So everybody's dressed up a little bit, looks nice. I don't have a hat on. And people are commenting on that, on the video stream. That's fine. Go to YouTube, KDK Radio, you just need to type in, and then be sure to subscribe so you don't have to kind of click on that every single day. Well, that's a big day for us, picture day. Everybody got their photo. I don't know, they redoing something with the website. They just need new headshot. I don't know. Ben Tenuta, who's very big on stuff like that, who like runs the whole web product and whatever, jumped in his office for a moment, stood there on some dot on the floor pretty much. He clicked something, and then bang, I have a new headshot. So it is what it is. But that's not as big as what's going to happen on Saturday. Margo has a gigantic day on Saturday. Now, this is something that's huge. So, Margo, apparently you're going to be doing the news on Saturday morning. Is this true?
This is true.
How'd they wrangle you into this?
Well, I'm filling in for someone, but I've been wanting to get into anchoring for a while.
Okay. So what time do they tell you got to get up and get here?
Well, I have to be here by 5.
What time's your first newscast?
6.
Okay.
So I have an hour to prepare.
All right.
And then it goes to 1.
5 to 1. Okay, yep. So you're going to do the top and bottom of the hour newscasts.
Correct.
Do you want there to be a lot of news, or do you want there to not be a lot of news?
I want there to be a lot of content, but no breaking news, because it's only going to be me.
Okay, I hope there's a ton of breaking news.
I hope not.
No. I'm kidding. So what have you been reminding yourself? Do you feel you're prepared for this opportunity?
I'm a little nervous, but I feel like I'm prepared. I've been preparing for this since I was interning here.
Oh, my gosh, Margot. Look, I'm just trying to put the pressure on you. You're more than prepared for this. I mean, come on. It's like all you got to do, you'll read the news. You pull the news, you read it, deliver it, you get the sponsor in. You talk as much on the mic every day. You're fine. Just don't go overtime.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about being very specifically on time, but I don't know. All it really is just telling people what they need to know.
Yes. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. I'll be listening. I'll be driving around on Saturday morning, and I'll be listening. Just make sure you get, you know how Tamara goes, KDKA. You got to have a good tag out, right?
Well, I already have a tag out on my traffic.
Is it going to be the same one? How's it going to go? So with the news, how do you do it at the very end of the news?
Well, all of them say it differently. Paul says they all...
Okay, how are you going to say it?
I'll just say on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
You can say your name, though, too, Margot
Rentzel.
I'm Margot
Rentzel on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Do you think we should get you a stage name?
Is Margot Rentzel not good enough?
No, Margot Rentzel is very good, actually. I bet some people think it might be a stage name.
Ah, no, because the name Rentzel doesn't really seem like someone...
Do you want to change Rentzel?
I don't know. I think... It is a little hard to say sometimes.
Okay, but... so what do you want to go with? We got to make this decision before Saturday because it's a career move.
Career-altering
move. Do you want to change your last name for sake of professionalism on the radio?
No.
Okay. Would your family be mad?
Probably.
What would we go with? Hypothetically, if we change... Text us, 866-391-1020. Margo stays. M-A-R-G-A-U-X. Margo stays. But if we had to change Rentzel, what will we change it to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably be shortened. Would it be Margo Rent?
Margo Rent.
Margo Roach.
That doesn't sound good.
Margo Rez.
No, I don't like that either. I'm Margo Rentzel. That's who I am.
I like it. I don't. People on the local radio who have stage names are a joke for the most part.
Has Colin done that for stage names?
Yeah, certainly. That's what I would have picked.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, no. Honestly, if you have a stage name for doing local radio in 2025, joke. But I think Margo Rentzel works. You know what? I can assure you this. No one else in this country or world is named Margo Rentzel doing radio.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know what? Your identity.
You got to keep it.
You cut your own path. They won't mix you up with anybody. You have a distinctive voice. Just stay on time.
The best radio name is David Ballarato.
David Ballarato. Rhymes with Colorado. Yes, I agree with you. You think Ballarato is the best one?
I like that. I love it. He's looking at me like I'm saying something bad about him.
You know, sometimes he goes,
"Good morning from the KDK Radio News Desk. I'm David Ballarato."
Okay, none of that. I'm defending you, David.
I mean, I have no idea how he
did
this.
Good morning from the KDK Radio News Desk.
We've all done it, Colin. Turn it off.
I've never mispronounced my own name that badly. I have no idea what happened to him here when he did.
Radio News Desk, I'm David Ballard.
You're being a bully.
You're talking over it. Now the people can't hear it, Margo.
I don't want him to hear it. You're bullying him.
Look at you standing up for Ballarato. What a great friend you are.